This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. For those who don't follow the nuts and bolts of Texas politics, no jokes here, y'all. You may not have heard the big news. One of the three most powerful political figures in Texas, the Speaker of the House, Joe Strauss. Well, he stunned colleagues and political observers alike a few weeks back by announcing he would not be returning to his position as Speaker of the House, nor would he be seeking re-election to his place in the Texas House of Representatives. Now, that's a big deal, huge deal, really, given that unlike the governor and the lieutenant governor, Mr. Strauss was never much of a hardliner on some of the pet projects of social conservatives. Take the bathroom bill that twice failed to pass his chamber. But the question of who his replacement might be, well, that's suddenly become a whole lot more intriguing. Patrick Svitek explains why in his reporting for the Texas Tribune. Patrick, happy Monday.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Something happened on Friday, I understand, behind closed doors at the Capitol. What's up?
Yeah, the House Republican Caucus got together and agreed to change their bylaws to make it so that when they select a speaker candidate in 2019, they will do it in caucus first. They will make kind of a informal decision to rally behind a single candidate so that when they get to the full floor, when all 150 members, including the Democrats, vote on the speaker candidate, they will basically have already made up their mind and hopefully will have a little more, much more influence in the process.
Forgive me, but this sounds a little Politburo, does it not? How did they used to do it? Why is this such a big change?
Yeah, right now the Constitution, the Texas Constitution provides for all 150 members, 95 Republicans, 55 Democrats, getting together on the first day of every legislative session, which happens every other year, and making a speaker choice as one full body. Now you have the Republican caucus, just those 95 members before that vote on the first day of the session. They're going to get together and they're going to nominate a candidate. So this increases their influence in the process and it basically bypasses the Democrats in picking a speaker.
Completely? If you look at the way that the rules shake out, does the Republican caucus have the power to pick who the next speaker is going to be? I mean, or does that reduce the vote to a symbolic gesture?
Yeah, I mean, it is an informal kind of decision. There's nothing that's going to bind the caucus members to the choice that they come up with as a group. And so there's nothing that's keeping a member of the Republican caucus for voting for someone other than their caucus choice on the floor on the first day of the session. They're hoping that they're going to all stick together and rally around one candidate. There are some folks that are a little skeptical of that and believe that once it gets to the floor, there's nothing that can be done to ensure that they all stick to one candidate.
How much of a difference is it then if, in fact, there's nothing that the Republican caucus can do to actually keep their party members in line? I suppose what this will let us know is, if nothing else, what the Republican caucus wants to see in terms of the characteristics or the ideological makeup of whoever they want to have as House Speaker.
Yeah, this move paves the way for a potentially more conservative speaker than Speaker Strauss, who's, you know, known as more of a from the moderate wing of the party. And so I think that is going to be the biggest potential ideological change. But, you know, the speaker election is not going to be for more than a year from now. There are two candidates already in it, state representatives Phil King of Weatherford and John Zerwas of Richmond, and at least several others are expected to get in the coming months. So nothing is certain yet.
Patrick Svitek is a reporter for the Texas Tribune. Patrick, have a wonderful week. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.